So pretty. Look at that pale skin. So soft. So ready to be turned bright red with handprints, nails, teeth, blood. Look. That blush. Turning red already, little pet. I can hear your heart beating, ready to leap out of your chest. Your throat clenching as my nails trail up the back of your neck in anticipation of being squeezed, cutting off your words. Don't worry. You communicate just fine with all those little whimpers and moans. Turn around, little one. Good pet. Don't be scared. Look at me. Oh, there's that little squeak I love so much. Such a sweet little sound. Music to my ears. And there's another noise, though. One that nobody else gets to hear you make. One just for me. That makes my blood rush and my body ache to cause you to make it over and over until you are utterly spent and cannot even form thoughts, let alone make a sound beyond contented sighs and breathing. I'm going to take my time getting there today. Start with an innocent kiss to your forehead. Nuzzle my nose to yours. Brush my soft lips against yours till I hear that whimper that means you need me to kiss you. And of course I will. I'll kiss you until your heart is practically leaping out of your chest and your head is light from breathing my air. I'll tilt your chin up and kiss my way down your throat before I leave a necklace of sharp nips that bruise along your collar. Down your chest, where I'll leave you a nice, full set of teeth prints. Don't worry, I won't lick up the blood. I'll let it drip for you to play with. Further still to the soft stomach I adore snuggling, which I'll kiss and be gentle with till you squeal in discomfort that will quickly switch to bliss as I suddenly bury my face between your thighs. And if your legs get weak, well, I'll just lie you down right here on the floor and see how big of a puddle we can cause.